welcome our next contestants, Adam Eisman and Mar Ehrenberg. What is your ideal first date activity, Mar?
That's a tough question. I think I've been on a lot of bad first dates.
Yeah.
So I definitely know the answer to that, what I don't like. Probably something that I can't get anyone else to do with me, things like go see a punk rock show and then maybe a midnight showing of Point Break. That would be perfect.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got to admit. Adam, how about you? First date activity, ideal.
Just drinks, maybe some live music, something that both parties can easily get out of quickly.
Adam's an optimist.
I like Mar, that's like something I could do with someone that is totally unique. And Adam's like, escape plan? Something that has an escape plan. Got it. Now, you've heard of dinner and a movie. Well, this game is about dinner in a movie. We'll describe some famous meals in movies, and you have to tell us the name of the movie. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how about an example?
Precocious children who look like adults will have kernels and kernels of fun with our crudité platter as they bite into our succulent baby corn, typewriter style. That's from the Tom Hanks film, Big.
So remember, we're looking for the film and not the dish.
Okay.
So you would not say baby corn. Ready? Here we go. You'll sing and dance while begging, "Please, sir, I want some more," when a scoopful of our porridge hits your well-worn wooden bowl. Mar.
Oliver?
That's Oliver, right. That's right. Oliver exclamation point, technically.
It was right, but you did answer Oliver, question mark.
That's right. This is a different punctuation.
Minnie's vengeful chocolate pie brings up the rear of the meal with a recipe going back to the civil rights era. The secret ingredient will change the way you look at and smell dessert forever. Mar.
The Help?
The Help is correct.
Revisit the carefree days of college cafeteria food fights with our creamy mashed potatoes, served straight from a Delta frat boy's mouth. Adam.
Animal House.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Only want toast? Even if it's not on the menu, our waitresses will never say no. They'll hold the butter, lettuce, mayonnaise, and even the chicken between their knees.
I have a hint. It might not help, but here we go. It's a 1970 drama featuring Jack Nicholson as a oil rig worker who's also a piano prodigy.
Mar?
Five Easy Pieces?
Yeah.
All right. I knew Jack Nicholson, and that was it. That was all I had.
That's pretty good. So full, you're ready to explode? Well, you always have room for a wafer-thin dessert mint, and we'll have a cleanup crew standing by. Adam.
The Meaning of Life?
That is correct.
Yeah. This is your last clue. It will be an enchanted bella notte as you and your companion slurp up our spaghetti and meatballs for two, one long strand at a time. But be careful. You may find yourself kissing a dog. Mar.
Lady and the Tramp.
That's right.
That's the movie that I learned. The lady doesn't always also have to be the tramp.
That's right.
It's another character.
Boys can be tramps, too.
That's right. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do in that disgusting food game?
They both did great, but congratulations, Mar. We'll see you in our final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, I'll talk to our VIP, Sonia Manzano, who is retiring from a 44-year stint on Sesame Street. And having worked with a vampire, a grouch, and many monsters, it has prepared her perfectly for her next career in politics. You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.